Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome in. Gary Sharp Show. We've made it through the week. Congratulations. First and foremost, take care of mom. Take care of your wife. For all the moms that we've loved out there before or have loved us back,
yep.
Please take care of them. It is Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, so we get that out of the way. Good show today. We're going to talk a lot about football. You know, we're coming up on 16 weeks away from the start of the season. We have not yet put the spring game to bed. So we let Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson, and Dirk Chetlin all have a crack at it today. Scott spoke on his Sports Nightly last night. I guess it's not his coach's show. For the third time, I could sense a little agitation in his voice. For the third time, he had in the last really week, address, will you pursue a transfer quarterback, and he has reiterated his stance that they are comfortable with what they currently have. We'll get into why they may have changed their tune in about 3 weeks on where they were going to go with a quarterback. But you also have to ask yourself, is he playing coy? That even what he has said now three times in a span of about a week, 10 days, if Nebraska was kicking the tires on a quarterback, would you be surprised? He may be playing a little poker face. We don't know. But I think there is the real face of why they have become a little bit more comfortable with the quarterback. So we will discuss that as we move till 2 and say goodbye to the week. There is George. I'm Gary. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into the show. Brian Munson coming up at 11. Now Nebraska is into full recruiting mode because we are less than a month away from the wild, wild west that will be June when it comes to recruiting. Brian Christopherson as well, 11:30. George, who has a beautiful looking haircut. George shaved his head. Sure is that did. A full shaving of the head?
As close as I would ever get.
Okay, so I need a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
The hairline is receding. Like, I got a big forehead. I mean, I could sell advertising on it. And I can't stop it. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So it is an internal struggle with me. What am I going to do next with my haircut?
Oh, wow.
Am I going to stay the same? Am I going to, like, shave it?
You're not going to shave it. You're not doing that.
Well, my biggest fear, George, is that once they do it and I look in the mirror, they can't put it back on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to live with it for a while. I know. I got some bald brotherhood people out there that say, just do it. Easy for you to say.
Right.
I still have like a strand or two of hair. But you're looking good. I am surprised, though, you are not wearing something today. Because this is one of the most important anniversaries in the history of your favorite basketball team. 1995. The Garden.
Oh,
Spike
wow.
Lee courtside.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is the
date. It is May 7th. Wow.
This is the date that Reggie Miller scored 8 points in the last 16 seconds, and the Pacers upset the Knicks. They did a 30 for 30 on this.
One of my favorites.
Now, I thought you'd come in rocking the 31 today.
No, I will never wear that jersey again.
Well, just because the Pacers have retired, it doesn't mean you have to retire it.
I retired it. I'm not bringing that one out. Not the yellow pinstripe. No. No.
So nobody gets to see the glorious uniform. What it's like in your house, up on a wall.
Yeah, that's it.
How many people come to your house?
Not many.
You got an open invitation?
Yeah, sure.
That's okay. Your parking lot is tough to get in and out of.
Legitimately.
I am glad, by the way, team, bad parking lot, 72nd and Dodge.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do not frequent the businesses that are there, because there are four of them that I go to a lot. But man, whoever designed that parking lot, there is a spot for you. That is incredibly awful.
You're getting a lot of support on that today.
I mean, there's a couple of other parking lots in this town that are just designed terribly. Or, hey, we built this little strip mall. Then all of a sudden Popular Places showed up. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
John says, I'm a huge Starbucks fan. I avoid that Starbucks because I can never get in and out quickly. Well, I'm telling you, it's the worst parking lot in town. They should give them an award and never let that person again design a you know, parking lot. Or a little strip mall with a Starbucks right there. All right, 10:50. I'm off. Get off by my lawn guy. I've hopped off of it. We got a great show. We got lots of discussion. We will talk a little bit more about Albert Pujols' big contracts. People always say, you know what? He deserves a fitting farewell. Do they? Does everybody deserve a fitting farewell? We would like to have the storybook ending like a David Ortiz, but it doesn't necessarily happen. I think we have to talk about reality with Albert Pujols. It's unfortunate to say this about a guy that is going straight to Cooperstown, but he has been a $240 million flop in Anaheim. And the Angels finally said, enough is enough. You're 41 years old and you're not in our top 26 players. That hurts to hear. Not going to change what he has done in his baseball career. Just has not been the ending in Anaheim that we all thought we were going to get. I hope his days are over, but it sounds like he wants to continue to play. Why? All of that and much more to come. We roll till 2. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio on 1620 The Zone.